This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Barbara Webster. Barbara is with Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina. Barbara joins us from time to time to talk about her project. And oftentimes, Barbara, we forget and we assume that everyone knows what we're talking about. Please tell us, if you will, what is Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina?
Quilt Trails project is putting painted quilt blocks on barns and buildings in 6 counties of Western North Carolina. And those blocks are going, each of those blocks are a symbol, and they represent something. And there are thousands of quilt blocks, and all those quilt blocks have names. And so a lot of people have a favorite quilt block, and they will paint that and put that up. Or there will be a block up that will somehow represent their story. And when I say their story, what I mean is that the name of the quilt block can trigger a story about the family that's hosting that block, or it can trigger a story about the site where the block is up. And the colors of the blocks are arbitrarily chosen. So the pattern of the block is what is constant, and not necessarily the color. So when you see one of these quilt blocks up on a barn or a building, you know that, hey, there's a story there. And some people get interested enough to want to go find out what's the name of that block and what's that story behind that block.
And you folks are somewhere down the road hopefully going to have tours. Hopefully if you can gather enough interest,
right,
tourism, and so forth, to get people to come to this area and view all of these blocks all over our 6 counties, as you mentioned.
That's right, we will. And as a matter of fact, we are going to be having a tour as part of the Yancey County's birthday celebration in September. And we're going to have horse and wagon tours of the quilt blocks in Burnsville. So that'll be a good time to come out and get some of those stories on a fun little tour.
So the blocks we see on the barns and buildings, they're actually telling a story, something personal to some folks who either own that property or own the barn that the...
That's right.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Right. And speaking of stories, I did bring a story today. We have a really special story. Several years ago, Becky Gillespie owned a quilt shop in Burnsville, and she would hire Chloe and Glenda Ramsey, who live in Beelog, to make quilts for her to sell in her shop. And so she hired Chloe and Glenda to make a star quilt, an Ohio star quilt. And she then took that quilt with her to a retreat at Montreat to sell in their gift shop. And Billy Graham's wife bought that quilt, and Billy Graham gave that quilt to the Pope. And so we have our quilters in Beelog who have made a quilt that now lives at the Vatican. So to honor Chloe and Glenda Ramsey, we put the Ohio Star quilt block on their house in the colors of the quilt that they made. And right across the street from Chloe and Glenda, there lives Chloe's granddaughter, Julie Letterman, and Julie likes to make Lone Star quilts, and so the block on her house is a Lone Star quilt. So if you go to Beelog, you can see these two quilts right across the road from each other. And this year, Glenda is going to make a Lone Star quilt for our raffle quilt, and Julie is going to quilt it. So later in the year, we will have this very special raffle quilt for people to see, and some lucky person is going to really get a really special quilt this year.
You folks have a newsletter coming out, correct?
That's right. We've already put out the first issue, and this week the second issue is now appearing everywhere, so you might want to pick a copy of that up and read about the progress of the project. We've got 5 new blocks going up this month. And some of them are in Mitchell County, and some of them are in Yancey County. So you can pick this up and find out where they are.
Barbara, if someone would like more information about your project, tell you a story, and get you folks together, and all of a sudden there's a quilt block on their barn about their story.
Yeah.
What do they do?
They call me at 682-7331, or they can email us off of our website, and our website is quilttrailswnc.org.
Thanks a lot, Barbara, for talking with us. We will be talking to you again soon. Our guest on Close Up for today, Barbara Webster of Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina. For Community Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.